Starting Siman Tavkuf Yud Beis, the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Mavashal Natsor Kusin B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to cook on behalf of a non-Jew on Yom Tov. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason is because the Pasuk says, Ach Asher Yachel Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem, and Chazal Darshan from this Pasuk, Lachem V'lo L'Kusim Lachem V'lo L'Klavim, so you can't cook for non-Jews, and you can't cook for animals either on Yom Tov. Lefichach, therefore, Asr l'hazmino shema yarbe bishvilo, you're not allowed to invite a non-Jew to a meal on Yom Tov, because there's a concern that you might end up cooking more on his behalf. Even if you have all the food that's already prepared, maybe when he comes, you'll cook more specifically for him, which would be a problem. V'davka l'hazmino, it's only a problem to actually invite him lebeso to your house. The Rama says, avala shloach lo lebeso ledei kusi shari, but to send food to a non-Jew through the means of a non-Jew, assuming that there's a problem of muksa or carrying or something like that, but you can send the food with a non-Jew to bring it to a non-Jew, that would be okay, as long as you're not inviting him to your house. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mamre Mordechai and other Achronim who say that this is only if you send him that which you prepared already for yourself. But if you are cooking more on behalf of him, even if you're cooking it in the same pot, that's going to be usur, because we're afraid that you might come to add an entire new pot on his behalf. So again, inviting the non-Jew to your house, you can't do, and even sending food to his house would only be okay if you're just taking from which you already made for yourself. But otherwise, it would not be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah says the only reason we're really being matir this, to even send it to him, is mishum darkei shalom, so that there won't be any hatred between the non-Jews and the Jews. The reason that we're more concerned for adding another pot when you invite him as opposed to sending it to him, the Mishnah Berurah says, is because if you're inviting him to your house, then clearly you're trying to honor him. He's eating at your table, etc. So we're afraid you might make more food also in a new pot on his behalf to honor him. But if you're sending it to his house, there's not as much of an honor, it's not as much of a concern that you'll make a new pot on his behalf. The Mishnah Berurah adds one important point over here, that a mumar lavodos kochavim, so someone who is known to publicly desecrate the Shabbos or is known to serve Avodah Zarah has the status of a non-Jew for these purposes as well. We find this comes up related to issues of Bishal Akum or Yayin Nesech, whether a Jew who publicly desecrates the Shabbos has the status of a non-Jew for these things as well, that if they touch your wine, you would not be able to drink it, and if they cook food for you, you would not be able to eat it. So to over here, the Mishnah Berurah says that this mumar, someone who is publicly desecrates the Shabbos and is not embarrassed about it, has the status of a non-Jew for this, and you wouldn't be able to invite him for a Yom Tov meal. So the post can discuss the status of our secular Jews nowadays, chilonim, what status do they have? So someone who is not always mechal Shabbos, but they're only mechal Shabbos one time, what status do they have? What happens if they're only doing it because they think that it's mutter? Maybe they don't have the status of a mumar. What if it's someone that's only doing it because they need the money, so they work on Shabbos, but they keep the rest of the mitzvos or something like that? So many poskim say that that would not be a problem. He would not have the status of an akum, someone who's only Mechal Shabbos in front of some people, but wouldn't do it in front of anyone. Or if there was an Adam Gadol there, they wouldn't do it. Some say that that type of person doesn't have the status of a non-Jew. It's a famous discussion of the Chazon Ish related to Chilonim nowadays. What happens if they really should know better? So do we blame them? It appears that Rosh Zalman Orbach says that they have the status of a shogeg, but not the status of a tinok shenishba, and it would be a problem unless they're the immigrants from Russia who really don't know any better, and therefore they might have the status of a tinok shenishba, someone who makes kiddush on Shabbos and davens on Shabbos, but they also violate the Shabbos. What status do they have? Some say that, well, look, if they're saying kiddush, clearly they believe in God. So the fact that they're violating Shabbos isn't because they don't believe in God, so discussion about them. So obviously, each individual should be case should be judged and should be brought to a Rav, whether this person has the status of an Akum or not, for inviting them for a Yom Tov meal. But for sure, the non-Jew themselves should not be invited for a Yom Tov meal. Shabbos would be okay, because there's no concern that you're going to cook for them, but on Yom Tov, it's going to be a problem. And the Bar Halacha says that this is even if it's going to cause Eva, even if it's going to cause a non-Jew to be disappointed in you or hate you, etc., you're not allowed to invite him for a Yom Tov meal. One issue that comes up is inviting over a prospective ger. So the opinion of Rav Nissen Karelitz is that you're allowed to invite him for these purposes, as long as all the food is prepared before Yom Tov, and you need to be makna him the food before Yom Tov, so that the food already belongs to him beforehand. But discussions with Rav Schechter became clear that he did not think that it was okay to invite a prospective ger over, and they really can't experience a Yom Tov meal. The only way they'd be able to do it is maybe if they go to a hotel for a meal or something like that. Or the other option is to just bring the prospective ger over to someone's house without letting them know beforehand, so then there's no concern that they'll add food for them, and they'll just eat the food that was already prepared once they show up. But the person that you bring him to might not be too thrilled, but there's more discussion about this. Some of the heter based on the Meiri, but that is the issue that comes up with a prospective ger who's not yet Jewish experiencing a Shabbos meal.